I talk to so many moms who say, Brooke, I want to pray for my kids. I just don't know how to start. That's exactly why I wrote my digital resource, How to Pray God's Word for Your Children. It's your how-to guide, giving you a very short, simple, step-by-step process for how I first started praying God's Word. Download it right away, and I'm not joking, you'll be praying God's Word by this afternoon. All you need is a Bible, a notebook, and a pencil, or your phone, if you prefer, somewhere to create a short list. You can find that freebie in today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
It's officially November, the season where way too many people skip over Thanksgiving entirely and go straight to Christmas. In my humble opinion. Hey friends, it's Brooke McLaughlin, your host of the Million Praying Moms podcast. The mission of our time together on this podcast is to help you learn to make prayer the first and best response to the challenges of parenting. A partnership, if you will, between you and the God who loves your children more than you do. Together, we're learning to pray God's word for our children in the areas they need it most. Seriously, though, the holidays are upon us, and I will confess that while I love Christmas, I am a big fan of separating the two holidays. I really don't like making them into one long holiday because I feel like as a culture, we're already very bad at being thankful. We just want to skip right to the gifts, right? My husband started listening to Christmas music last month, so clearly I'm outnumbered in my home, but we agree to disagree on the subject. If you'd like to weigh in, head over to the Million Praying Moms Instagram account and vote on the poll in our stories. I'd love to hear from you. Despite my feelings on the holidays, I know many of you are already thinking about what you're going to get for your kids for Christmas. Maybe you've already made a few purchases. Maybe you're ready to go, but I suspect that somewhere out there are lots of parents who are trying to decide if a cell phone or a device of some kind is the right gift for their child this Christmas. You might be asking questions like, are they old enough, mature enough? Should I open a door to their world that will almost be impossible to shut again? And how can I stay on top of the world of social media enough to help safeguard their hearts? In this season, which I'm calling Social Media Updates, I've got you covered. We're going to kick things off tomorrow with an update from Chris McKenna of Protect Young Eyes. Actually, he's going to be joining us for the next two episodes. Tomorrow, he's going to lead us in some important background work covering the updated research on how social media is affecting our kids, specifically from a post-pandemic perspective. And he's going to discuss general principles for parents who are talking to their kids about social media. And guys, this is vitally important. And it's going to help you understand the world your kids are living in so you can make fact-based decisions. Next week, he's going to cover the most practical and easy to understand guide to the top five social media platforms tweens and teens are using in the year 2023. We get very specific about the various apps on your child's phone and help you to understand what they're meant to do, the good, the bad, and the ugly about how they are actually affecting today's tweens and teens. And we do all that so that you can make a decision about what or whether to allow them in your home. Then on November 21st, we're going to be joined by Karen and Robert, the podcast hosts for Covenant Eyes. You may have heard of them. In this episode, we're going to get real about the impact of pornography on our children. We'll ask difficult questions like the updated average age of first porn viewing. It'll be an eye-opener for sure for many of us, and you don't want to miss it. And finally, after all that practical and important information, we're going to pause and tackle the heart. On November the 28th, Julie Lowe, author of Safeguards, Shielding Our Homes and Equipping Our Kids, will join us to teach us the importance of safeguarding those we love the most. It's going to be a powerful season, friends. I hope you'll take the time to listen to each of the episodes we have planned and educate yourself on what's happening in the world our children are living in. And if you are considering a device of some kind as your child's Christmas this year, I've put together what I call a cell phone checklist. It's a list of character traits that are based on maturity that might help you know if the time is right for your child to have a cell phone or if it would be best to wait. It's a free download available in the show notes today, so you can just head there to pick it up. Our prayer guide for this season is called Praying God's Word for Your Child to Have Wisdom. Wisdom is literally crying out, wanting our children to follow God's ways. Unfortunately, so is foolishness. For years, I've explained to my own children that the Bible tells us there are basically only two types of people, the foolish and the wise. Now, according to Psalm 53:1, the foolish man says in his heart, there is no God, and he does all that he pleases all of his days. But Proverbs 1:7 says, the wise man fears the Lord and follows him. So which do you want your child to be, foolish or wise? More than about anything, I want my children to have wisdom. The Proverbs are filled with wisdom for Christian living, and they serve as a guide, helping us know how to make decisions, which paths to take, and how to understand the life God's called us to live as believers. Doesn't that sound exactly like what you want God to accomplish in your child's heart? Inside of Praying God's Word for Your Child to Have Wisdom, we'll pray one verse or passage from a chapter of Proverbs every day, working our way through praying the entire book. Now, I've just finished praying through it myself, and I've found it to be a very powerful experience. What could our children need more in this day and age than to know and be inspired to live out God's wisdom? Not much. With biblical teaching on wisdom and scripture-inspired prayers, this digital prayer guide is perfect for the busy mom who needs God to move in the hearts of her kids. You can pick up your copy at millionprayingmoms.com or in today's show notes. Now, guys, I know I say this every time, but I really believe that this season is necessary and that it's timely. Our children need us to take the time to understand how the internet, devices, social media, and pornography are affecting them. They need us to understand so that we can safeguard their hearts. So let's start doing that now. I'm going to pray one of the prayers from inside of Praying God's Word for Your Child to Have Wisdom as we start this new month on the Million Praying Moms podcast. This prayer is based on Proverbs 2, verses 1 through 6, which say, "My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, listening closely to wisdom and directing your heart to understanding. Furthermore, if you call out to insight and lift your voice to understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it like hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding." Let's pray together. Father, wisdom begins with fearing you. We come to you today in reverent fear of you as our children's creator, sustainer, protector, and wisdom giver. Help our children accept your words and commit your commands to their hearts. Help them listen closely to wisdom as it's crying out for them in the streets, your word says, and direct their hearts to understanding. May they seek your wisdom like it's a precious jewel. May it be more important to them than anything social media might have to say, and help them learn to avoid foolish ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Till next time, friends, the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace. I want to take just a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the Million Praying Moms podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Go check them out.
Hello, hello. Quinice Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.